Jeff, can you tell us what you've seen from Kyle Orton, and this Broncos offense is probably a little bit different than what the league has seen in the recent years from him?
Well, we've always been impressed with Kyle. Dating back to the pre-draft days, thought he had terrific arm strength and touch and accuracy, and just a really good feel. Just a really good feel for the game. He's very, very good in the pocket. He can get outside the pocket. One thing he does do very well is he keeps his eyes downfield. And, that's why he's making so many plays, handles the play action game very well, knows where his problems are, and, just very, very difficult to stop. We'll usually have an answer. He always has an answer. And it's very, very hard to fool.
Jeff, in all your time, where would you put Chris Johnson's just raw speed in terms of all the players you've seen?
I don't think I've seen anything like that. Now, granted, over the years, the Willie Gaults, with just the downfield speed and the acceleration, the build-up speed. But, the thing that makes CJ so unique is that, he can get full speed so quick. And, he's got just great vision and acceleration. And then he can, he can make people miss. He can break that arm tackle. And it's really, you get a sense where, you're waiting for him. We've gotten spoiled over the last couple of years because you wait, and all of a sudden you see him hit a crease and turn a corner. And that you can check the angles and know that this one's going to be over.
How does having a player like that benefit the passing game and just open up the rest of the offense?
Well, it does. I mean, I give you an example. Last year in the game against Arizona, we took possession of the ball on the 1 yard line, and we had a 99-yard drive to win the game on fourth down at the end of the game. And CJ was on the field the entire drive. I think it was about a 14-play drive, and he did not have one touch in the drive. And his presence on the field created other opportunities for everybody else, because Arizona was committed not to let him get the ball in his hands. And so it does. It creates other opportunities for other players. And I think, this group of receivers we have may be the best, that Vince has been around, the best we've had from top to bottom in, probably 10, 12 years.
Jeff, last year the good luck in free agency comment made some play out here. Did you talk to Josh about that when you ran into him this winter, or any regrets about that?
No, refresh my memory.
That was after the San Diego game when Josh had a little comment to another player on the Chargers, and then you I think someone asked you about it, and you said good luck in free agency. And that quote made the rounds out here quite a bit.
No, I don't recall. I mean, I may have said that, but I don't recall. What you want me to comment on it? On something I don't recall?
Yeah, no, I guess not.
Can you make something up?
Yeah. I mean, I really, honestly, it's a long time ago, but it's somebody. Was it? The context was one of our guys maybe asked me here about his comment.
Never mind. Sorry about that.
What have you seen out of the Broncos third down, both on offense and on defense, in terms of converting and then stopping third downs?
Well, it starts with the quarterback, and it starts with the scheme. And, obviously he has a very, very good understanding of what they're doing offensively. And, they do a great job of dispersing people so that, he can make decisions. And he makes very quick decisions, and just very hard to stop. I mean, it's like I shared with the team this morning, it's a very, very explosive football team on offense, defense, and special teams. they're very, very well coached, and you know, we've got our work cut out becoming familiar with them here in, you know, just a few days. But defensively, you know, when you've got covered guys, you know, starting with Champ and the rest of the group, and the way Brian's filling, and you know, his instincts, you know, allows you to do a lot of different things on third down. They're very creative with their pressure, with their coverage, and you know, makes the quarterback hold the ball. And there's very, 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 very tight windows that require accurate throws. So, I mean, they've done a really good job putting this team together in a short period of time.
Oh, you guys snatched up Brett Kern right after the Broncos released him last year. How's that worked out for you guys so far?
You know, we're really excited about Brett. He's a great young man, as you know, and he's got a really good leg. He's a pro. He works hard at it, and he's very, very competitive. And you know, he's come in and replaced, I think, one of the better punters of all time, Craig Hendrick. Not only from, you know, from this early in his career with his leg strength and his get off, but also his ability to be our holder, which is not an easy thing.
Jeff, were you disappointed with Vince at all leading up to the Steeler game, or? What kind of, where do you come down on that?
That's behind us now. You know, I made a decision. Not made that type of decision before in a ball game, but I felt it was the best thing for the team at the time to try to get us back in the ball game. You know, clearly he dealt with it, didn't like it, and which you would expect him not to, but kept it in perspective and came back last week and got right back to work. Had a very, very solid week, and I thought he played well against a good Giant defense.
Do you think he would have bounced back like that in previous years?
No, I don't believe he would have, and that's why that I think that shows the confidence that we have in him. I think he may have had a difficult time with it, but he's come a long way over the last couple of years, and he's done a great job for us under center.
What's your thoughts been on Justin Bannon?
Just a really solid player. You know, I mean, it kind of fits, you know, fits what they're doing. You know, he's very strong. He separates. He gets pressure, and you know, and that, you know, there'll be times in the scheme where, you know, they do things to where, you know, they'll be heavy in coverage or heavy in pressure on one side, or you know, knowing the quarterback's not going to escape and rely on him to hit a crease and get pressure, and he does so. He's just a good player, and we're going to have our hands full there.